Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. We heard the gospel reading this morning from John. Mark corroborates the story of John and of Mary Magdalene in the 16th chapter of his gospel, where we read these words. When the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, brought spices so that they might go and anoint Jesus. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you in Galilee. Then you will see him just as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Now when he rose early on that first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out seven demons. She went and told those who had been with him, as they mourned and wept. But when they heard that he was alive, and he had been seen by her, they would not believe it. This is the gospel of our Lord. Please be seated. So there's been a lot of controversy this year with American Idol and why America is voting for this Sanjaya fellow to stay on, the most unlikely candidate for that title. Who would you say, we'll let you vote this morning, who would you vote for as the most dedicated and devoted follower of Jesus Christ prior to Pentecost? Your first guess might be the obvious choices, like Peter and James and John, the inner circle of disciples. Surely they were the most devoted of Jesus' followers. But I would suggest to you this morning a surprise candidate for this distinction. I would suggest to you Mary Magdalene. And you say, Pastor, have you been reading the Da Vinci Code? Have you been studying that bogus Gospel of Thomas? Or I'll bet you watched that documentary on the Discovery Channel about Jesus' family too, didn't you? Well, no, no, and no. It's none of those things. To reach the conclusion that Mary Magdalene was the most devoted follower of Jesus Christ, all you have to do is read the Gospel of Mark. The suggestion that the church down through the ages has been trying to cover up the true nature of the relationship between Jesus and Mary Magdalene is ridiculous. If Mark had wanted to write a sanitized version of the life of Jesus Christ, and if Mary Magdalene had been the least bit embarrassing to the legacy of Christ, then Mark would have left her out of the story altogether. But instead, Mark gives Mary a marquee role in his gospel, and he features her devotion to Jesus Christ, while at the same time, he tells the brutally honest truth about himself and the other disciples, who come off looking like heels rather than heroes. It was Mary Magdalene whose devotion to Jesus Christ was heroic and unwavering. Look at the record of Mary's devotion to Jesus Christ as it is recorded by Mark. The text of Mark says that Mary was there at the crucifixion of Christ, along with some other women. She was watching from a distance. And then Mark notes that in Galilee, these women had followed Jesus and had cared for his needs and had come up with him to Jerusalem. Mary had followed Jesus all the way from Galilee to Golgotha. She had cared for his needs, for he had first cared for her needs when he had cast those seven demons out of her and delivered her from the grasp of Satan and of hell. And she was not about to abandon him now. Which is a whole lot more than we can say for Peter and the band of guys who had all run away and fled from the Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane, one of them in such haste that he left his clothes behind. And apparently most of them didn't return. Mary, however, she was there through it all, lovingly watching over her dying Lord. And then after death had stilled his body, she stayed there. She was still there on the scene when Joseph of Arimathea came along to take the Lord's body down from the cross for burial. Mark says that Mary Magdalene and the Mary, mother of Joseph, saw where he was laid. And Luke corroborates that story, that Mary not only tagged along to the tomb, but apparently she went right into the tomb and she saw how the body of Christ was laid into the tomb and probably helped prepare the body for burial. So Mary Magdalene had followed Jesus all the way now from Galilee to Golgotha to the grave. She was with him all the way. And at dawn on the first day of the week, where was Peter? Once again, he was still hiding away behind locked doors and windows with all the other disciples out of fear. But where was Mary Magdalene? She was already on her way to the tomb that morning. And so we read in Mark 16, very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they, Mary Magdalene and the others, were on the way to the tomb. And when Jesus rose from the dead, to whom did he first appear? You guessed it, Mary Magdalene. Again in Mark 16, when Jesus rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene. In the most momentous event of all of history, Jesus chose to reveal himself alive, not to Peter, James, and John, but to Mary Magdalene. She was the one who had been so faithful to follow him all the way from Galilee to Golgotha to the grave. Who better to see him first in his risen glory than Mary Magdalene? Last Friday evening, we sang that old black spiritual, "Were You There?" That song asked the question, "Were you there when they crucified my Lord?" And Mary Magdalene says, "Yes, I was there." And were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Mary says, yes. And were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Mary says, yes, I was there. And were you there when God raised him from the tomb? And again, Mary says, yes. Yes, I was with him all the way. From Galilee to Golgotha, to the grave, to the glory. She was with him all the way. Hands down, the most devoted follower of Jesus Christ prior to Pentecost. The Lord was not ashamed to call Mary his friend. And we should not be ashamed of her either, just because these kooky revisionists are trying to tell us that there was something illicit between Jesus and Mary. She was obviously someone who loved her Lord very much. Only today's sick and twisted world would look askance at their relationship. We should not be ashamed of Mary, because in truth, throughout that whole saga of our Lord's passion and death and resurrection, Mary Magdalene is us. She represents all of us, because like her, you and I are with the Lord all the way. Were you there when they crucified the Lord? St. Paul writes in Romans 6, all of us who are baptized into Christ were baptized into his death. Yes, we were there. And were you there when they laid him in the tomb? St. Paul writes, we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death. Yes, we were there. And were you there when God raised him from the tomb? And Paul again says, we were, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Yes, we were there. We were there because as the Lord laid down his life, you and I were in his mind just as surely and in his heart just as fondly as was Mary Magdalene. It was for her and for you that he took upon himself the sins of the world and paid their price and purchased the forgiveness of our sins. It was for you, and it was for us, that Jesus left Galilee and went to Golgotha, and then down to the grave, and then up again in glory in the resurrection, assuring us that through faith and through our baptism, we have died with Him, we were buried with Him, and we have now risen with Him. But note this well, you Easter people, you who have been washed by the Easter showers of your baptism, we have risen with Christ not to live that same old life, but to live a new life. A life as different as a butterfly is from a caterpillar. A life as different as the old Adam from the new Adam. Luther says we are to drown that old Adam each day and then arise with Christ in His resurrection to live each day in righteousness and purity before God. That's the meaning of Easter from our day-to-day lives. But I fear that that's the part of Easter that we forget the most. That we are to rise with Christ to a newness of life. But where is that Easter newness in the church member whose foul mouth and vulgar jokes could embarrass a sailor? Where is that Easter newness in a drunken, hard-partying, and disrespectful teenager? Where is that newness of Christ's resurrection in the parent who teaches their children by example that getting to worship is more of a pain than a privilege? Where is that newness of Easter in that baptized man or woman whose lips say yes to Christ, but whose lives say no? Peter warned us in his second epistle that many who claim allegiance to Jesus Christ would instead follow their own shameful ways and would bring the way of truth into disrepute. These are people who somehow have managed to snatch defeat out of the jaws of Christ's victory. And they forfeit their own souls because they turn the grace of God into a license to sin. But to those of us who draw near to God with a true heart, who confess our sins, who implore the mercy of Christ, to people such as us, Mary Magdalene is our hero because she teaches us to turn away from that old way of life and to rise with Jesus Christ and to go with Him all the way. That having died with Him to sin, having been buried with Him, and having risen with Him to a newness of life, we might also one day be glorified with Him. It's Easter. Let all of us who were with Jesus in His death now rise with Him to a newness of life. With Jesus all the way, all the way, all the way to the resurrection, to eternal life. To a glory shared with our Lord and Savior. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. And amen. May the peace of God that is beyond all understanding guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ our Savior. Amen.